So without fail, in each of the prayers that were led tonight, Jesus was always mentioned. He was mentioned as an example or as a model. But I would suspect even in the prayers in the other rooms where I wasn't in, he was mentioned that the prayer was offered in his name. The prayer was offered because of who he is to us. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 says, "There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." It's so good when we can come together and we can pray, but all of our prayers depend on the existence of a mediator. Depend on someone that can reconcile us with God. And I want you to think about Jesus as our mediator for just a moment. Anytime that there's a conflict or a controversy, some need of two parties to come together that just can't get together, we bring in a mediator. And we should treasure this mediator here that's mentioned in 1 Timothy 2:5 as Jesus, because as he says, there's only one. There's not like one mediator for people that are really rich and another mediator for people that are poor. There's not one mediator for men and another mediator for women. There's not one mediator for the young and one mediator for the old. There's just one. We all get access to the one perfect mediator. You see, sometimes when people have a conflict, everybody lawyers up, right? And you try to get a better lawyer than the person that you are in conflict with, and you hope that that better lawyer is somehow going to give you an advantage and you're going to dominate someone else. That's not the way it works with one mediator. What we see here is that there is one perfect mediator, and if we wanted him like on our behalf, we can't afford the price. So God pays the price Himself to make His Son our mediator. When He has every advantage, He reaches out and gives us every advantage through Christ. He's that one mediator. And He's perfect because He's acceptable to both parties. He's acceptable to us because He lived and He suffered and He died and He rose again, giving us great hope. And He's acceptable to the Father because of the perfect life that He lived sinlessly. This one mediator that's mentioned here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, this one mediator is sufficient. We have friends that pray for us and we appreciate them. We have elders and deacons that pray with us and for us and we appreciate them. But none of them are our mediator. No one can mediate prayer for us other than Jesus Christ. As verse 5 says, He is the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So we rejoice in His sufficiency. He is higher than us. He is more qualified than us. And He brings about reconciliation. And so I'd ask you tonight, is He your mediator? Because it's one thing to plead with God, but it's another thing to plead with the mediator of Christ on our behalf. And so the opportunity that you have right now is, if you're not a Christian, that you can make Him both your Savior and your mediator. That He would be there actively participating and working for your good in each of the prayers that you would offer to the Lord. If you believe that He is the Son of God and want to turn away from sin and start following Him, you're willing to confess your faith in Him and let Him be your Lord, and we would love to baptize you into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Or if you've drifted away from your Savior, if you haven't been depending on Him as your mediator, but depending on some other poor substitute, come back to our Lord, our one mediator for all men, Christ Jesus. Let us help you as we stand and sing.
Been another good Lord's Day to be out. I'm glad to see everyone out this evening.